I presented a report that focuses on data and statistics in combating racism and racial discrimination. And that report highlights the importance of collection of data in addressing discrimination, in dealing with problems of structural discrimination in the justice sector, in other forms of governance. And it also recognizes that there might be challenges with regard to collection of data. Some fears that data might be misused has happened in the past. But the report proposes that if collection of data and statistics is located within a human rights framework, then it is possible to mitigate some of the fears and dangers that are associated with collection of racial and ethnic segregated data.
But to what extent do you think a lack of such data deprive vulnerable groups their basic human rights?
Lack of such data is very significant because without data, we don't know who is being left behind, who is advancing, what is working and what is not working in terms of government policies. Simply speaking, in the field of discrimination, given its complexity, it is very difficult to make an informed policy intervention without the use of data and statistics. This is the message that I've been stressing, that we need to invest in data collection. It is a message that you find in the Sustainable Development Goals that have been adopted by the General Assembly. And experts or the research done on questions of discrimination tells us that you need data to actually improve the condition of those who might be suffering discrimination.
Mm. But do you have like a best practices whereby some countries have managed to get such data and then improve the lives of their vulnerable groups?
Yes, there are genuine fears with regard to the misuse of data, but there are also very good practices with regard to the protections. One of the very good practices is to accompany the protection, the collection of such data with laws that protect the privacy of data to ensure that whatever data is collected is not misused for political reasons. It's also the good practice of ensuring that there's independent oversight over the collection of data. Some countries have commissioners on information or ombudsperson on data and statistics to ensure that there's integrity in the collection, in the keeping, in the management of data. I have proposed that in those countries where at the moment it might not be legally possible for government agencies to collect ethnically and racially disaggregated data, there's nothing that stops those countries from encouraging independent research centers, universities from collecting such data, conducting studies, and making those studies available for policy making.
Do you have like examples of countries whereby such data have been used in a positive way and change the lives of such groups positively?
There are good lessons from all over the world. You find that in my report, I've made reference to countries like Spain, Belgium, United States, United Kingdom, different countries that are collecting these forms of disaggregated data. So good lessons, good practices exist. Again, the framework of the United Nations provides a good forum for exchanging good practices.